One-on-one with Allen. Drives. Kicks it out, Anthony. Anthony for three. Bang! Carmelo Anthony makes it a six-point game. 20 seconds remaining. Big three-pointers from Anthony once again.
Technical Foul Podcast, your boy LD.
Yes, your boy King Testify.
Boy Lil Gap.
Yes, sir. We got the usual NBA roundup. We're going to be talking about, we're going to be choosing our picks for the NBA championship. You know, NBA playoffs are coming around. We just seen a little glimpse of that with the Memphis Grizzlies and the Trailblazers. And Miles has a little bit to say about, you know, the bubble MVP and whatnot. We'll get to that. And then, what else are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about our sleepers for the first round.
Yeah.
Like what you just said, as far as our projections, for each round of the playoffs, and who we think we're gonna have win the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yes, sir. All right, man. So let's get right to it. Playoffs. Playoffs start tomorrow, Monday, I think. Monday,
yeah,
right?
Tomorrow, yeah.
A lot of teams are excited and a lot of teams are concerned. Now there's a lot, there's you know, family first at all, no matter what, right?
Right.
So
everything.
Mike Conley Jr., Gordon Hayward, who else?
Dennis Schroeder, but he's back.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just came back
to the Utah's gonna miss out on Mike Conley due to
Yes they are.
Yep, due to his wife having a baby, they're gonna miss him out for the first round of this playoffs.
So is that actually guaranteed for the whole first round?
For the whole first round.
For the whole first round.
Oh, okay. So, all right then. That kind of twisted some of my points.
Yes, sir.
That kind of sums up what I was gonna say. So.
Yes, sir. So, when you look at the implications and the problems being placed with family and all that, who do you guys think is gonna win this year? This year's NBA championship, with all that has to be, you know.
Miles, you can go ahead first, man.
Go with my team. I want the Lakers. I need them to win a chip. But aside from my biases, we have two of the top players in the league, one of the GOATs, and a star that cannot be denied in the playoffs. So with that being said, my pick for the finals is going to be the Los Angeles Lakers. That's official. So being the third best defensive team in the league, we probably have a matchup we can expect to be against Milwaukee, and it's going to be a tough matchup, but I think we'll end up pulling it out. We got the GOAT. And playoff LeBron, I have bet against him so many times, and I will never make that mistake ever again. You know, even being this a super top-heavy team, us lacking a little bit of depth on the bench, playoff LeBron, bro. Been to the finals 8 years in a row. That's 8 straight seasons. When him actually getting some rest previous year for the first time in 8 seasons, and him getting that additional rest from the offseason since the restart happened, I think it's gonna happen for us. Most definitely.
Hey man, yeah, I'm not mad at Miles' pick, but my concerns for the Lakers is, you know, we got a couple things, right? Obviously LeBron, playoff LeBron's a different type of animal. And now he has arguably, I think, his best teammate as far as star power with Anthony Davis. Yeah. But there is some concerns as far as these last 8 games. They really haven't been performing well. And 2 of their wins came down to the wire. One with the Kuzma game-winning shot against a Nuggets team that they didn't really play their stars. I mean, Jokic only played 22 minutes in that game. And then they had a great win against the Clippers, but it came down once again to the wire without 2 of their best scorers not playing that game. Plus you have no Avery Bradley, no Rondo, no wing players or wing defenders, I should say, if they're going to go up against Portland in the first round, most likely Houston in the second round, which is going to hurt them and put a huge strain on LeBron and AD's shoulders on both ends of the court. But then again, you know, the Lakers are still the Lakers, you know.
Can you make the argument, though, that with the so ever since they secured that number one seed, that they've not been trying?
Well,
because I've seen it in their play.
Yeah, well, Miles, like, we talked about this, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was saying that, like, you know, maybe they're not playing up to their, you know, potential, like 100% potential. And, you know, they've only played, what, 8 games in a span of 2 weeks, and these 2 weeks being a 2 week span after 4 months of not playing with Deion Waiters and J.R. Smith in the lineup and losing two players with Rondo and AB. So,
yeah.
That does play a factor. Yeah, and that does play a factor.
Incorporate them into the offense. And then on top of that, we don't know if all these teams could compete with us when the game slows down. Because when it gets into the half court, like, who you going to pick to double team? You going to pick LeBron, you going to pick AD? Every team has to make that choice.
Right. But my argument to that would be, you know, if a team can slow down one of those two, then I think the Lakers are in trouble because their surrounding cast, Kuzma and Danny Green have been no-shows for the most part. Kuzma had one or two games where he did pretty well. But for the most part, those two are the X factors as far as they got to step up on both ends of the court and help LeBron and AD carry that that load. Because, like I said, they can most likely play Portland in the first round, Houston, a.k.a. the best backcourt in the league, in my opinion, second round, Clippers most likely in the Western Conference Finals, and then Milwaukee, Boston, hopefully Boston, you know, one of those teams in the finals. But for my pick, just to move on, you already know my pick, baby! Kawhi Leonard Jordan. All right, we got him. We got PG-13. You know what I'm saying? We got those boys. We got Doc Rivers, championship head coach. Ty Lue, championship head coach, who's an assistant coach now. You got Pat Bev, Lou Will. Sam Cassell off the coaching staff. You should be a coach, in my opinion. Starting head coach. You got Trez. You got a bunch of role players, bunch of gritty guys ready to win. They also, in my opinion, haven't played to their full potential as well during the bubble, but they were missing some players in and out. I'm not going to use that as an excuse, but, you know, they were missing some players, which could be a factor in this whole thing. But in my opinion, they're just too deep. Great coaching staff, great 1-2 punch with PG and Kawhi. You know, Kawhi being a reigning finals MVP, all-star MVP as well. I mean, you know, what more is there to say, honestly?
Johannes picked the Clippers. Miles, you picked the Lakers. Oh, man, I did not bring this bad boy out for no reason today. Miles, my guy, you know what time it is. You know what time it is.
No, we did. You're not the bobblehead. Not bobblehead.
Hey, man. Hey. For everyone.
Not bobblehead. For Jason, bro.
Listen, I may come across as a homer from time to time. but I feel like the Celtics have what they, minus the fact that they don't have a big, I feel like they're ready, bro. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna breeze by the Sixers. They're probably gonna see Miami in the next round, am I correct?
Toronto.
Okay, from your perspective, Toronto?
Toronto's the second seed.
Who?
So, oh, Toronto, yes. The winner between Toronto and Brooklyn.
Oh, okay, so most likely the Celtics would see Toronto.
And most likely they will.
You never know.
They will.
You never know. Caris, I don't know how you pronounce his name, but, you know.
Caris.
Yeah, that, this is my Caris pick right here.
What's the respect on his name?
Yeah, Caris. Caris, Caris. Hey, come on, bro.
Caris, Caris LeVert, okay.
Caris LeVert.
Okay. But, yeah, man, that's my pick. I was kind of not, like, I really want to pick the Bucks, though, you know? It's just the fact that, you know, I low-key did want to pick the Bucks. I really did, bro. Giannis just can't do everything by himself, bro. And Chris Middleton is not that great. So I singled him out, you know?
Yeah, that's a big whoa.
That's a stretch.
It's not that great. It's not that great.
You know, his average is...
Let's ask Jason Tatum if I'm right or if I'm wrong. Am I right, Jason? Jason, I don't think they heard you, Jason. Am I right?
Yeah. That was a no. That looked like a no right there. Because he's shaking his head like that.
Head. Anyways, Jason agrees with me. That's my pick.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, man. That's what I pick, man.
Wow, but you didn't have to disrespect my man Chris like that.
Bro, I'm not a big fan of Chris Middleton, bro.
Averaging like 21
points a game. And he's been consistent, too, these past couple seasons.
Yeah, let's see what he does when Giannis goes to Miami next year.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus. All right, yeah.
All right. Next. So for the next segment, right, we're going to talk about which team is most likely to get upset in the first round. I'm going to start it off real quick, right? This is pre Mike Conley, you know, leaving the bubble. I had Utah upsetting Denver, right? For these couple of reasons, right? A, Denver is second to last in pace with the ball, right? They're super slow coming up the court, which is perfect for a half court defensive team like Utah with Rudy Gobert down in the middle. Plus, if you look at, take Jokic and Jamal Murray out of the picture, right? Mm-hmm. Gary Harris is taking a step back this season. Okay. He's averaging barely 10 points a game this season.
Yeah.
Okay. Paul Millsap has now come off the bench and has had a diminished role because of the fact that Michael Porter Jr. has basically stepped up and took over these past 7-8 games, basically the whole bubble. But his inexperience will come into play come playoff time. Right?
Yes. I guess.
In my personal opinion, I'm not saying it'll for sure happen, but in my personal opinion, it will. Mm-hmm. Right? Bol Bol, I don't know if he's really going to get minutes or not. Then we look at Will Barton, who's a great scorer, but last season in the playoffs, he averaged a mere 9 points per game. So is he going to show up in the playoffs, or is he going to be...
Who averaged 9 points?
Will Barton.
Right?
Will the Thrill, you know? I'm pretty sure I weigh more than him, but hey. Will
yeah, you got you all right.
That's what I'm saying, bro. You know, I'm now 176, so I'm getting there, you know. But
no, you are.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a guy, you know, I appreciate you. So but my thing is if they had Mike Conley through these whole whatever games they're gonna play, and if they had Bojan, they would definitely wipe out Denver. But in my opinion, I still have Denver beating Utah, but the most likely scenario of which underdog will win in the first round, I have Utah just going through it, man. They got a lot of weapons on that team, offensively. Mm-hmm. Defensively, they can be pretty scary when they're intact with each other.
Yeah.
But we shall see. So that's my pick. Miles, what about you, man?
Me, I think one of the upsets that's going to happen is definitely going to be Miami over Indiana, just because of the seeding and how it's looking like Indiana is going to be the higher seed. Miami won like 3 out of the 4 games in the regular season. I know the regular season and the playoffs are two totally different seasons, but from what I've seen and the way Miami's playing with the chip on their shoulder, and between Jimmy basically playing the mental game with TJ Warren and getting in his head, and we saw how that matchup went up the last time they played with each other. The games have been decided in the regular season on an average of like 3 points, but 3 out of the 4, Miami ended up taking it. Indiana also doesn't have DeMontis Sabonis, so that's going to hurt them on the defensive end. They're not going to have that interior presence that's going to at least be able to like slow down Bam Adebayo. You know, Bam, he going to just bust them. They're going to get busted up on the inside. And, yeah, they don't really have an answer for Jimmy. He's a dog. And they got Tyler Hero coming on the outside. And they got Kendrick Nunn playing pretty decent. But, honestly, bro, I think it's going to end up being Miami in 5. And I think that it'll be 5-game series, but like a gentleman's sweep pretty much.
Well, hey, Miles, Giannis, that's great. That's awesome, bro. You want to know who I think is going to get upset in the first round?
Please say the Lakers.
Yes, I am going to say the Lakers.
Man,
Miles, I'm gonna be honest with you. It's not gonna be an easy upset. But if it is, just know this.
I'm prepared to argue that.
Just know if the Blazers beat them in 5 games.
In five games.
In 5 games.
Listen, bro. Wow. Alright, hear me out. If the Lakers end up beating them in 5 games, I will buy you, myself, and Miles a Dame Lillard jersey.
I'm Miles.
I'm Miles. American.
I said you.
Okay.
Huh?
It's on record, man.
Yep.
You heard him say it.
And hold on. If they end up beating them in 5 games, okay? Actually, let's just mix it up. If they end up sweeping the Lakers, I want you each to post on your Instagrams. Hashtag Rip City. Let's get it. 2020.
I don't care. But if the Lakers get swept, you're not going to be the happiest man alive. Are you kidding me?
Miles, this is going to be... This
I'm like haters. I swear to God.
Hey, man.
All right, you about to come up off of that jersey.
Listen, bro. Man. Ever since LeBron came to the Lakers, bro, all I've been seeing in Los Angeles and California is flying hot dogs.
Blizzies. Blizzies, baby.
Blizzies. Flying hot dogs. But yo, that's my pick. Blazers are on a roll, bro.
Can I chip in one thing?
And Melo.
Can I chip in one thing? I want a Nurkic jersey, not a Dame Lillard jersey.
Yeah, RIP your grandma, boss.
Really?
Thanks.
Nah, I need Oakland's very own. I need that. But
if you don't mind me interjecting, we got like 2 out of those 3 in the regular season, and we have they're like 14th in the league. Rated in defense. You know what the Lakers are? You know?
No.
Third in the league in defense. So, you know, the game.
That means there's 2 teams better than them.
Yeah, we ain't go. This ain't about them. This has nothing to do with them. We're talking about this matchup and this series, okay? Who, y'all, okay, so y'all watched the game between Memphis and Portland for that play-in game. You saw how easy Ja got to the rim.
Very easy.
Now, replace Ja with LeBron. You think they're going to stop him?
Yeah,
no. So, what I was going to say is Miles had a great point. Everything he's been saying is what I've been saying as far as, like, nobody's going to stop LeBron. But they do have bodies to throw at AD with Zach Collins, Nurkic, and Whiteside to an extent. But what I'm saying is I'm going to use the same argument about, you know, LeBron doing this to Portland, blah, 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 that people say about Dame. He can't carry the whole team. LeBron can drop 50 and they can still lose the game for the mere fact that, you know, you've seen Dame averaging, 50 points the past 3 games and they barely made it over the hump on each game. It's came down to the wire. Right, and it's came down to the wire. So we could say the same thing about the Lakers. But, yeah, I don't agree with what Abdi is saying, man. I listen, man. Lakers are gonna breeze by.
When the Lakers go down 2-0, shout out my guy Charles Barkley. This is the only thing I'm gonna agree with you on ever.
You and that freaking nut.
That's my guy, but it's like
fucking crazy on my thing too.
If they go up 2-0, it's time to hit that panic button, bro, in my opinion.
So let's just translate this over to our first series out of the 8 series that's going to be played to the Lakers in Portland. So you got the Lakers, you said, in 5?
Who, me?
I mean, sorry, Portland in 5?
Yeah.
Miles, what do you have?
Man, Lakers in 6, bro.
Okay, so I got Lakers in 6. Now y'all can just continue what you got to say, and then we can move on to the next series.
Help you interject, but...
Interject what? The fact that the Lakers are gonna lose in the first round?
No, bro, that's not gonna happen. Like I said,
we allowed 10 fewer points than them. Nobody stopping LeBron. Lakers in 6. Come on now.
Say my part, boom, boom, right? So next is gonna be the Clippers and the Mavericks. I got Clippers in 5. I mean, Luka and Porzingis are both inexperienced, you know, they haven't had any playoff experience, and they're going up against an NBA champion in Kawhi and a great, great defensive and offensive unit with the Clippers. So
next, okay, so I'm going to pick the Clippers, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a close series. Don't get me wrong. I might go to 6 or 7 just because, you know, Luka and the guy with the blonde hair, I forget what his name is, Kristaps.
Yeah. The unicorn, bro.
Yeah, the unicorn. Yeah, it should be a good series, but I'm going to go with the Clippers, you know. Go ahead, Miles.
I got the Clippers in 5. There's probably going to be a gentleman's sweep with that one just because of the lack of experience. It's a young team. Their two main players, two main points of offense is going to be coming from NBA playoff inexperienced players, which makes a huge difference, you know. And honestly, Clippers, they got a lot of depth to throw at them, which I have another point about that later. They'll be able to throw that at them, have a bunch of bodies, and probably take them out in like 5 games.
All right, that's pretty. So we got the Clippers all around. So next is the Denver Nuggets in Utah. Like I said, if Mike Conley comes back, then I do have Utah winning this. But for right now, I have Denver in 6. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have height.
Big time.
So much length.
They got so much length. They got so many different role players that can. If the role players can play as good as they were playing during the regular season, then I don't really see this being a very tough matchup, although Utah does have Joe Ingles, who's playing pretty well. Donovan Mitchell. Hey.
Yo, just thank God it wasn't the Clippers facing the Utah Jazz, bro.
Would be enough.
Paul George would have had a hard time.
No, he's healthy. He had 6 injuries, remember? Anyways, I got Denver in 6. What about you, man?
Oh, Denver in 4. Easy peasy.
In 4.
Oh, sweet.
Sweet.
I don't know about that.
That's a sweet, bro. I'm sorry.
I think they're gonna at least get at least one game.
Yeah. Go ahead. Pick yours. Pick yours, Miles.
I'm gonna say Denver in 5.
All right. So we all got Denver for the most part.
Bless you.
Houston and OKC. This one is kind of intriguing to the fact that Russ will be out game 1 for sure, not knowing his status moving forward. But even with him not playing, I feel like Houston should have this. So let's just say Russ isn't going to play for the first half of the series, right? I'm going to go ahead and say that Houston will win this in 7 because James Harden is going to do James Harden like tactics. Although, we've got to forget that them boys in OKC can hoop, A, and B, they do have hype. Okay, Steven Adams is not somebody to mess with, bro. Steven Adams, he will pull a Boban and just stand and dunk on whoever is in the guard on him. So, I got Houston to 7. Exactly. I got Houston to 7. It's going to be, I think, the toughest matchup in the first round. But, you know, I feel like Harden should be able to pull this through.
Yeah. Houston in 4.
Bro, this guy is just everybody.
Nah, I'm trolling.
All right, but it's late, man.
Houston is 6, bro. But I don't know, man. Chris Paul, the Thunder, the hype might be a big factor for them, as Giannis stated. But I can never go against the fact that you have two of the top scorers who could get buckets, get rebounds, get assists whenever they want. You know, I can't go against that. And it's going to be the first time in years, bro, since these guys played with each other in the playoffs. The last time these two guys played with each other in the playoffs, what happened?
They were in the finals.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So, should be fun to see. Go ahead, Miles.
Going back and forth with this one, I honestly didn't know who to pick. But I actually have OKC in 7. Just because I don't know what the window's looking like for Russ. And that ultimately is just determining my decision, too. 2 out of the 3 games was won by OKC in the regular season, and each game was decided about 8 points apiece. Like I said, all this is going to depend on how quickly Russ can come back and if he's healthy. CP3's a really good lead. Like, when he had that Clippers team, remember Lob City, how they always came up short in the playoffs. The thing is, he can defer to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander now. So you have somebody to help carry that load, especially in the backcourt. So between that and this very, very famous quote that Kobe has said post-retirement, And that was about James Harden and the fact that ball dominant players cannot win championships. It's a fact. We've seen it happen before. So I'm gonna say OKC in seven.
So now we have the Eastern Conference. Look, man, we're gonna get this one out the way. Milwaukee, Orlando, Milwaukee in four.
Milwaukee in four, man. That's an easy sweep. Sorry, Orlando fans. Y'all ain't gonna change.
Yeah, no.
I say Orlando in four. No, I'm fucking with y'all.
It's okay, at least y'all don't gotta fly far.
Oh yeah, they're renting Orlando. I mean, hey, their houses are probably right down the street, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna skip this one, bro.
Y'all can just walk home.
Giannis doesn't even have to show up for that.
Oh, don't say that. That's disrespectful.
Honestly, I think the whole starting five doesn't.
Hey, man, just start headbutting. Hey, like one of those suspensions. Whatever you want.
You gonna stop the other Antetokounmpo?
Oh yeah, yeah. He needs some shine. So the next round, or excuse me, next series. This is just equivalent. Toronto, Brooklyn. I got Toronto in four. That's really not gonna be a real matchup. I mean, I think it's gonna be close because Brooklyn has a scrappy team, but as far as actually pulling the game from Toronto, I don't see that happening.
As much as I don't, can I go?
Yeah.
As much as I don't, what is it called? Like Giannis's takes on Toronto and Kyle Lowry and all that. I'm gonna have to go with the Toronto Raptors, bro. Toronto in five. Yep, that's more reasonable, right?
Yeah, that's reasonable. I can see them pulling the game.
Yeah, I just don't see anyone else but LeVert doing anything for Brooklyn. You know, maybe Joe Harris, but that's not enough, man. Unless some of those guys step up.
I think Jared Allen will pull up for sure.
Of course he's going to pull up. But
Tyler Johnson has been slept on. He's played pretty scrappy these past few games, but I don't think, like you said, I don't really see him winning. Maybe one game, but I don't really see him doing much in the series. So.
Yeah, go ahead, Mo.
Boy, I can't remember dude's name. It's kind of long, but one of their international players, but
the one that starts with
honestly, guys, you know who I'm talking about. I can't just throw his picture up or something.
Light skin dude,
yeah, the light skin dude. But I'm going to take Toronto in six, actually, because I think Caris LeVert is actually going to step up. I think he's going to step up. They're going to give him a run for their money. You guys got to keep in mind these are still professional basketball players we're talking about, and when a team's an underdog team. And they got a chip on their shoulder. They can do a lot. This doesn't apply for Portland and LA, though, unfortunately. But
listen, man,
I would say
we could talk about NBA players, but if we can't even pronounce the light skinned guy's name, then that goes to show you how much we don't know about that roster.
We're gonna have to come up with a nickname or something.
Yeah. So the next series, JT and the Celtics versus the Philadelphia Bakers.
I don't know, Philadelphia 74ers. 74ers right now because they lost the two.
Let me say this. Philly, they play tomorrow, by the way. Tomorrow, yeah. I think, at 6 or 6:30. Y'all might as well, you know, just grab your suitcases, start packing up, man. You know, just don't even worry about playing us. Just get ready as far as packing stuff up. Say goodbye to the Disney staff. Thank them for the services. And just be ready to go home because Boston's gonna destroy Philly. I think Philly might get one game because Embiid is a monster. But hey, man, hey, Brett Brown.
He's not playing, man.
Huh?
He's not playing.
He played the last game. He just played the final game. Okay. Brett Brown, you're a great coach, bro. Straight from South Portland. But hey, man, I don't see him sticking around as a coach after this series, honestly. And it's not.
I wouldn't say great coach, bro. You can't say he's a great coach.
If you're in the NBA, bro, if you're able to coach those type of players, you're a great coach.
No, he's a great coach. Yeah. I mean, it's just unfortunate that he's in a circumstance right now.
Relatively speaking.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a great coach, and honestly, the GM needs to. Alan Brand kind of messed up. I would have never gave Al Horford that 4-year, $100 million deal. I would have used that money to get at least two solid role players or two solid starters.
Amen.
But that's just for another time. Amen. We don't have to talk about Philly that much.
Listen, Jason, how are you?
What's up, bro? You dropping 40 on
them? You got that damn
bobble. You gotta shake the head. You dropping 40 on them? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. 50 maybe? 50? All right, let's get it.
Ask him if they're gonna win in four.
Are you guys gonna win in three? Damn, bro.
Hell yeah, man. You see that? I ain't gotta say anything. Jason just talked for me, bro.
He didn't go even ahead, talk to me. He started.
Well,
put that damn bobblehead away. Jesus. Yeah, it's going to be a sweep, guys. So, unfortunately, y'all Philly fans, y'all can pack it up. Sorry. Y'all are a little outnumbered with this one. That's unfortunate, too, because Philly really, they had all that potential going into the season. They really let me down. I thought they were going to be a top seed team, like really at the top.
Yeah, no, I mean, one thing I'm going to miss the most about this, you know, departure of Philly is Matisse Thybulle's vlogs, man. I mean, that was... All right, so yeah, to wrap up the Eastern Conference first round playoff series, we're going to talk about a good one. TJ Warren versus Jimmy Butler.
Again.
Indiana versus Miami. Personally, this is going to be, I think, another great series. But I'm going Miami. Just because they got two rough riders, man. They got Jimmy and they got Bam Bam. They got a great supporting cast, like Miles was talking about earlier. Honestly, I feel like Miami will not only knock out Indiana, but they can also knock out Milwaukee in the next round. But that's for a different topic, different timeline. But I got Miami in seven for this one.
I got Miami in four, bro.
Four.
Yeah, four or five.
TJ Warren, Miles.
No, Sabonis, bro. Sabonis was the big factor.
I agree.
Yeah, so, but, and they got a healthy Jimmy, you know. Hopefully Bam's okay. Is he going to be okay?
He's come on, man. He's African. We're good.
Derrick Jones Jr., hope he's okay too. But yeah, five or four. Miami. Go ahead, Miles.
Yeah, so, with Miami versus Indiana, first round. I'm picking Miami in four. I think it's going to be a sweep. Miami. Indiana, they don't have their all-star. They don't have their one of the main points of their offense, even though they still have Brogdon, Miles Turner, and TJ Warren, and Victor Oladipo, but that's not really consistent. So I think it's going to be Miami in four. And yeah, Jimmy versus TJ. I'm excited to watch that.
They still got Brogdon. They still have TJ Warren. They still have Miles Turner. They could make some sort of noise out there. But that's respectable. I mean, at the end of the day, we all have Miami winning it. And it'll be interesting first round. So
just go from Kyle Lowry.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, we're gonna talk about this whole Kyle Lowry debate, man. Everybody on my ass about this. You know, I'm sticking with my statement as far as him being a top five point guard in the league. Only four point guards I got above him is, you know, Cash Money Steph, you know, whipping it up. You got the Earth is Flat, Kyrie Irving, and we got Triple Dub Russ and Dame Dollar, right? That's the only four players I got above him. Before I say what I gotta say, I want to let my boy OG Henri started off with his argument as far as why he disagrees with me. Then we'll throw it over to Miles, and then I'm going to roast them and put these dudes in check.
Well, first of all, I want to know what criteria are you using to make this argument?
I'm taking everything into consideration. I'm taking the whole their resume and their performance this season. So their overall resume and the performance this season.
That's not what he said. Kyrie been hurt. Feel me? And honestly, I'd probably take Ben Simmons over Kyle Lowry.
He is a point guard.
Luka too, because Luka a point guard too.
Thank you. Someone says it. Thank you.
That's how I feel.
Who did you say before Ben Simmons?
Nobody. I said Kyrie been hurt. Steph Curry being hurt.
All right, Miles. Yeah,
I mean, he does have a point. I'm going to chime in on this after you guys talk.
Okay. Yeah.
Same picks, but throw in LeBron too. You know he's a point guard.
That's very valid. He is playing point guard this year.
Oh, he's been playing he's basically been playing point his whole career. He's just never been on paper. He's been a point guard. He's a point forward. He's an unofficial official point guard. So I'm gonna put him over Kyle. And if we're gonna go off of the criteria of the season, okay, they got the second best record in the East. That's cool. But if we're going overall for his career, bro's averaging like about 15 points and like 6 assists. Like that ain't doing it for me. 6-time All Star though. I'll give it to
you.
How much
did he average?
Like the one argument. Like 15 and 6, bro. Like first.
Only thing I'm gonna give Kyle Lowry is he play hard. I'll give him that. He play hard.
He a dog.
He ain't no hoe.
He a dog, you know, for sure.
He definitely one of the better point guards for the Raptors franchise. He's
That's
definitely
true.
A leader on that team.
Yeah.
I'll have to see how he performs without a superstar next to him. Unless you want to consider Siakam as a superstar.
Nah, not yet. They don't have no true superstar, but they do have an all-star. They got 2 all-stars, really. So, all right. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, peak game. All right. First of all, I'm not gonna sit here and let you guys say that LeBron James is a point guard.
Exactly. Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
He's a point guard.
He is a point forward. He's not a point guard. Like, there's a big difference there. There's a big gap.
It's a positionless basketball.
Yeah.
Now. If we're talking positions, though, let me say something. Let me say something real quick, all right? Luka Doncic, bro, all right? You got Luka, because Johannes said top 3 last 2 weeks ago.
Top 3, but by accident.
Yeah.
So he said top 3, and then Henri had checked him.
No, he did not check me. I said top 5 in the DMs. Henri, you can check the DMs, man.
You said top 3 first, and then I was like top 5. I said maybe top 5, not top 3.
Maybe top 5.
I brought up Chris Paul.
So,
Kyle Lowry not better than Chris Paul.
All right.
He's more valuable to his team, too. That's the crazy thing about him. Way more valuable to his team.
Johannes, you state your top 5. All
right. I'm going to stay up to my top 5. Henri, Miles, you guys can chime in afterwards. Abdi as well, but I'm going in right now. Ready?
Okay.
All right.
We're talking about Ben Simmons, a gentleman who can't even hit a 3-pointer, all right? Mm-hmm. This guy's, listen, forget a rival as far as a player. His rival is the basket, okay? This guy, the 3-point line is his rival, all right? That's number one. Let's get that out the way. Luka, if you actually look him up, he's actually listed as a shooting guard. I know he has the ball, you know, he's a ball handler, but he's technically listed as the shooting guard of the Dallas Mavericks. So let's get that out the way, right? Now, with the whole Chris Paul debate, I did tell Henri that is a good, valid argument, because he's been hooping like crazy.
Yep.
You know, he is the point guard. So, you know?
What do you have, 3 right now?
No, I'm just saying, yeah. So my top 5, not in order. Right, I know Steph is hurt, but hey, man, listen. That's like if LeBron James was out of the season, he would still be considered one of the best players in the league, correct?
Correct.
So, give me 5 seconds.
Right? Y'all talking about, oh, he averages 15 points or whatever, blah, blah, blah. This man averaged almost 20 points a game this season, 5 rebounds, almost 8 assists for a team that's second in the East, and that is the reigning NBA champions. So we got to put some respect on his name, all right? This man has been an all-star every single year since 2015, all right? This guy, if you don't remember, coming from Houston to Toronto, slimmed down. You remember that? This dude's crazy transfer. Slim down. Slim down. Plays great on both ends of the court. Won most improved player of the year. I think 3 of the past 5 seasons, he's averaged over 40% from the 3-point line. Right? This man is a bona fide hustler, bro, and he's 34 years old, man. We gotta put some respect on that too.
So again,
yeah, he's been in the league for like 15 years.
Exactly, and he's not aging, bro. If you look at his game, he's been playing the same way, taking charges, you know, hitting big shots, playing defense on whoever he has to guard. So, I mean, I feel like he's just been overlooked by a lot of analysts and a lot of other players. So,
top 5, quickly.
Top 5 point guards?
Yeah, no, right? The one that you just quickly, just for the people that, you know,
Steph Curry, Kyrie, Russ, Dame, and then Kyle Lowry.
Steph? Kyrie.
I'm back. So
Giannis, just repeat, I don't know if you heard his top five, but it consisted of Steph, Kyrie, Russ, Dame, and then Kyle. So now we're gonna go over to Henri and then Miles. So Henri, give us your top five, and I want to know if you agree with Giannis.
First, I'm gonna say Luka is a point guard. All right. He's a point guard for the Dallas Mavericks. Nobody else is running point. His backup is Trey Burke, okay? But his primary position is a point guard. Averaging, what is it, like 8-9 assists a game? So I'm going to throw in Luka, Steph Curry, Dame Dalla, Russie, and I'm going to probably say Chris Paul.
Stuff, Darian, Russ, Chris Paul. Okay.
There's not much I can even add to that because that's my list. It's on my notes. I'm looking right at it. That's crazy. Like,
great minds think alike.
I'm saying.
But yeah, I would have put Kyrie in there, but Kyrie's more—he's more of a scoring point and the type of point guard I'm looking at is the one that who could. Who elevates his teammates and make them better.
So,
hey, no problem, man. Let me know next week. I got some more points to let off.
Most definitely, bro.
Yo, Henri, bro, it's good talking to you, man.
Yes, sir. Y'all boys, right. Be safe. I'm gonna pull up to Portland and come harass y'all.
You better talk about Abdigas, bro. Ain't nobody harassing me, man.
This guy.
Yo, Chris supposed to be harassing you, but I'm gonna have to come up there and, you know.
That's Chris, bro. Chris Paul, hey, come on, man. That's Lil Shrimp.
Lil Shrimp.
I'm gonna just pop up. I'm not even going to tell y'all when I'm coming.
It's okay, bro. You're always welcome, bro. You know you're always welcome in my house, man.
You already know, man. I'm going to have to come out there and show y'all how to do the thing out there.
Most definitely.
Yeah, that's
all right, y'all boys. Y'all take care, man.
Yo, have a good night, man.
You too.
All right, stay up. All right. So that's going to wrap it up for today, y'all. I'm out. It's the Lil Gap.
Yep. And we're going to put our socials on the bottom. You turn the camera off, so I'm not going to get up and turn it back on.
Okay. And LeBron is a point guard.